You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Of Metropolitan Community Church claims some biblical figures may have had gay relationships.
Jonathan was the love of David's life. Centuries of homophobic biblical interpretations have kept them in the closet.
The High Court must decide on two questions, whether same-sex couples can marry and whether states must recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev are trying to show that his older brother was more radicalized and more responsible for the attack. At the penalty phase of the trial today, they called a Muslim clergyman who testified that Tamerlan Tsarnaev had become angry during a service when the clergyman compared Martin Luther King to the Prophet Muhammad. He said the older Tsarnaev brother interrupted the service and called the clergyman a hypocrite. The government is lowering the recommended level of fluoride in drinking water for the first time in 50 years. Health officials say some people are getting too much fluoride now because it's added to other products. It can cause splotches on teeth. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, for Hot in Hunterdon, and today is April 27th, and we're just getting right to it today. I have a guest with me in the studio. Nancy, I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nancy Izzo, owner of Roses in Your Hair in Clinton, New Jersey, Hunterdon County, and we're located on Lower Center Street in Clinton along the river, a beautiful setting. We overlook the river all day long, so we are very blessed with a very beautiful view all day.
Excellent, Nancy. Now, Hot in Hunterdon, usually I have a lot of soap boxes littering the floor here. So we usually talk about poverty and housing and fatherhood and community issues. And I was very excited to be able to bring in a local business from the beautiful setting of Clinton and talk a little bit about what that's like and how business owners strengthen our community and the uniqueness that they bring to the community. So that is what our topic will be today at Hot in Hunterdon. We always start out with a quote and we try to be relevant to our topic. So we have Calvin Coolidge today with our quote, who was the 30th president of the United States. And his quote goes back to the 20s and it's still true today. And what he stated was, "Knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers." It may not be difficult to store up in the mind a vast quantity of facts within a comparatively short time, but the ability to form judgments requires that severe discipline of hard work and the tempering heat of experience and maturity. So we're talking about how difficult it is to own a business today and how businesses enhance our community. And we'll be throwing in a little fun because Nancy's in the studio, so we're going to talk about some fun products, some things that are going on. This is a great time of year. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at the studio in Flemington for the Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And our show today is Hot in Hunterdon, and our topic is speaking with Nancy Izzo, who is owner of Roses in Your Hair, a beautiful setting in Clinton, New Jersey, for all types of hair and beauty products and services. And it's a full-service salon, but right now we're going to get to the weather, and then we'll get to the exciting stuff talking with Nancy. So it is actually pretty nice out, isn't it, Nancy?
It's absolutely beautiful. The sky is blue, and we don't have any snow. Looking forward to all the spring flowers.
Well, we did have some rules here over the winter. I didn't like to say the S word, which of course would be snow and sleet or showers. We had a lot of that on Mondays. It felt like every Monday there was some kind of icing storm. But today it is actually beautiful. But there is an S word again, but I'm okay with it because there's two S words together, which are slight showers. So that's pretty okay. So this afternoon we have a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. And again, today is April 27th. Tonight I guess we are looking at a 20% chance of precipitation and a low of 44. So that's not too bad. The daffodils can continue blooming and the tulips. And tomorrow, which I did have some plans to be outside, it's a mostly sunny day and 68 degrees. Absolutely beautiful, but the only thing better than Tuesday's forecast is Wednesday's forecast, which is sunny and 71. So that is our weather for the week. There is nothing in the forecast that makes me not want to read it and share it with our listeners. So we can get back to the task at hand and speaking with Nancy about her business in Clinton, which Clinton, I believe, is the most picturesque or photographed town in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Every day when I come into work and go over the bridge in Clinton, and you know, you look at the beautiful falls, you see the beautiful, you know, all the geese on the river, and it's just, you couldn't ask for anything better.
And you do have an ideal setting, not just for the business. You're close with municipal parking. There's a lot of free parking in Clinton, but it's also because of your setting. So you can look outside. Sometimes you see the herons swooping down and all just kinds of great, great things outside, a lot of nature things. And the way that you decorate your shop is actually, you know, something people need to see for themselves. So to explain that to our listeners, every holiday you decorate. So for Valentine's Day, you have reds and purples and hearts hanging from every possible location. We can't even talk about the winter holiday decorations between the snowmen and all the crazy things. Yeah, yes. And the Nutcracker collection. So
it's just fun to change things up because you never get bored. You never know what you're going to see. And I think it's always fun. Change is always good. And you know, a lot of our clients go walking into town. We have beautiful little shops that are just so picturesque, just very historical to walk into town. And everybody's so friendly, and it's so much fun to just bop in and out and have a cup of coffee and sit and chat. And it's just a wonderful place for people to hang and enjoy one another.
Now, what type of services does Roses in Your Hair provide?
We do all kinds of haircuts for men, women, for the entire family. We do colors, single, demi, semi, permanent foils. We do all kinds of conditioning treatments, keratin, smoothing treatments, conditioning treatments, and we have many different products, and I feel I don't like one in specific because everybody's hair is different. So this way we can customize to everyone's needs through the different products that we carry.
So the one thing that I think sets your shop apart is your continuity with the staff. Now, I will admit to being a little bit of a freak, less so now than years ago, but I really didn't like strangers, maybe not strange people, but sometimes strange people, touching my hair, cutting my hair, fussing with me. It really was an issue for me. And when I first moved to Hunterdon County, I I would find someone that I found to be acceptable, and I'd call, you know, to make a second appointment, or after a few months I'd call, and that person would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an issue for me. It was, like, very traumatic. But that's not how it is at your salon, and you actually have a lot of continuity with staff. That is, I think, one of the unique parts about your business.
Yes, because even though I'm a shop owner, I just feel that I give the girls the tools they need, and they run their own business within a business. We are, the youngest stylist has been there about seven, 8 years. Everybody else, we've been open for over 20 years now, and 10 plus easy are all the rest of the girls, which is a... I love going to work, and I love the girls I work with. And we love each other. We help each other out. We're more like a family when we're at work. And everybody's just very wonderful, help one another. We share our stories. We've cried together. We've laughed together. We share everything. It's just a very unique situation. I'm so blessed because it's just, I was a stylist there before I became the shop owner. My friend retired 10 years ago, and I took it on, and to keep the way that we have, the feeling that we have. Many of the clients come in and say they feel so comfortable, they feel very relaxed, and that's what we hope to achieve, for them to come in and enjoy while they're getting their hair done by a professional and helping them to make them look the way that they would like to look.
Well, I think that resonates in your shop, that you really do care about people, and you want people to be happy. And of course, that brings repeat customers, and obviously having staff that have been, you know, together for as long as you all have. You're a cohesive unit, and you know, it's different than most places. A lot of places that you go to are very competitive. You know, it's a different atmosphere at your salon.
Oh, thanks. We all know what we need to do. We all work. They're all adults. They're all responsible. And we just do our thing. We do our hair, and they help one another. We all clean up, and it's never really been an issue, you know. We all enjoy being there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Nancy, and then when we come back, maybe you'll share a little bit of how you jumped into being a business owner and what it's like to own a business in Clinton and how that is for the whole community. When we talk about redevelopment and economic development and making a strong community, we talk about the need to be able to bring people in, not just residents, but people from other communities where they feel safe, where they have an eclectic array of shops, so that they return. And all of those things rely on the business, and the business relies on the community to respond to the needs of the businesses and the owners. So we're going to talk a little bit about that experience, and hopefully you'll give us some tips as well. I know it's prom time and graduation time and wedding.
Mm-hmm.
June is like the big wedding time. We can talk a little bit about that and the flow of your business, if you don't mind. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm Georgine Trinkle. I'm here with Nancy Izzo from Roses in Your Hair in Clinton, New Jersey. And Nancy, thanks for finishing up your 3 o'clock and making it into the studio on time to talk to us today about what it's like to be a business owner, about your great business in Clinton called Roses in Your Hair, and sharing some tips for us. We could always use tips. And you have such a great business, and you're in such a great setting. And in some ways, it's like you're living the dream for a lot of people who have always wanted to own a business and maybe don't know the other side of it, the constant work that you're never off duty, and that you have to constantly answer questions and worry about deliveries. And I'm sure you don't get many days off.
No. But I love what I do, and I'm really enjoying it. My children are grown, and I love taking care of people. I love making people happy. And the girls, I adore all the girls that we work together with. And it's just it's a lot of fun. I enjoy the constant change of the industry. We've gone through so many different decades of change of color and perming and cuts and all kinds of different changes. Right now we're heavy into the wedding and the prom. We have several weddings this year already, and this is a good time to start conditioning the hair.
That's a very good tip. The sun can be brutal. Nancy, I have a question I was just curious about. Is there like a period, I know you've been doing this for, a few decades.
42 years.
Okay. I wasn't going to date you. I was just going to say for some time. But is there an era of cutting hair or hair styles that you hope never comes back, or a time period where you say, I love, I always remember that, and I shouldn't date myself either, but the Dorothy Hamill cut, or, is there some cut that really stayed with you?
Well, for me, it was the Farrah Fawcett, but...
That's a good cut.
Yes. It's just so cool as every decade or every so many years out comes another style. But what's neat about it is it just makes us more creative, because we can take things from each different style or cut or updo that we do, and it's constantly changing. It never is boring. It's always changing, and that's what makes it so exciting and fun and never boring, definitely.
I know the worst haircut I ever got one year was not at Roses in Your Hair, and it was like a New Year's Day or New Year's Eve day, and my cut was horrendous. Well, it turns out that the woman who cut my hair, she had just finished watching a Ally McBeal marathon. She had a real short, like, pixie cut, and that's what I ended up with. So, a lot of times society ends up in fashion, and it ends up, we relive things through our fashion. There's some great ways to tie back with Farrah Fawcett and those certain cuts, the Mustang, there's like a 68 fastback or something. Those things just...
Yes.
They carry over, and so style is, and hair and those types of things, they end up telling a story later on about the era.
Definitely, and what they're most comfortable in. That's why it's so important to have that consulting before you get the haircut, because what they envision in their mind isn't always what they really mean sometimes. And sometimes it takes a little while talking back and forth to completely understand what they're really looking for. But that's the challenge. That's the fun of it. So it's a it's a never ending. Every day it's definitely different. You know, sometimes we have the ones that are like, oh yeah, I like it just the way it was, just do it the same way. But it definitely is tons and tons of fun. And now we have all these bright colors coming in that the young girls want. And then maybe next month they decide they want it out. So that's a challenge too. But it's that's what makes it really fun and really interesting.
And in real life and in hair, sometimes you have a picture of something in your head and you think that's exactly how it should be and that's the way you want it. And then it turns out that really wasn't right for you. You have to sometimes let go of those things. But it can be a disaster, really, because your image is tied so much to how our confidence is to the outside world.
Definitely. And also what you may see in a picture may not be what your hair is able to do. And that's the difference. You know, you have to be guided to something that definitely will work for you, that you can do, so you're not frustrated.
Now, Nancy, owning a business in Clinton, and obviously it's something that you've worked there, and then now you're a proprietor for the last, 2006, right?
Five, yes.
2005,
five, okay.
Okay, sorry. So for the last 10 years, you've been involved in Clinton, and Clinton does have a group of businesses called the Clinton Guild that you belong to?
Yes. Yes, it's a group of people that are very hardworking. They organize different celebrations, different holiday events. Dickens Day is like a 3-4 day around Thanksgiving. They all dress in the era. They have music on the street. They have horse-drawn carriages. It's very, very special because it is such a small historical town. You'd ride by the museum every day. That draws a lot of people. They have a lot of classes and so forth there. They have art, you know, that you can come and art classes. And then again, a lot of people, after they get their hair done, they go into run into town, they go to the card store, or they go out and have lunch with their friends, and it's just a very quaint, very unique, fun little place to be. You just feel like you're in a little nook of the world, that it's cozy, you know, that cozy feeling.
And the rest of the world hasn't really trampled on it just yet.
No, because it's only so big, which kind of keeps it nice. You know, because it's not a huge town where it draws thousands, but there's enough in there that walk around. People are walking their dogs all the time, and it's just friendly, very, very friendly.
Now, the Clinton Guild, are they responsible for making sure that there's some live music on Fridays in the summer?
Yes, they organize the music. They organize a lot of the celebrations. The 150th is on May 30th. They're always planning special things to come, the music. Friday nights in the summertime is busy. People are coming in, they're just hanging out, listening to the music. Sometimes there's several different sections that have different music, and you can walk into town. They have the yogurt, they have ice cream, you have coffee at the coffee shop. You can sit watching the falls. I mean, you can't ask for anything better, so it's beautiful.
Now, I think I saw the restaurant that's right over the bridge. I call it Used to Be's because I can't seem to keep up. But did that change names?
The Clean Eating.
That's it.
Clean Eat. They have a lot of gluten-free. They have regular menu also, but they also have the gluten-free and clean organic eating. The owner and his fiance, she is a herbalist nutritionist. So, you know, which is something different than town lunch. You know, you have your burgers and fries, and so they have a mix of all different kinds. And then they have the Dora down the street. They have a little bit nicer menu. And then you have Christine's that's on the corner, and they have a light affair, and just all very, very good food. So there's plenty of little places to sit and chat and visit with your friends and have a nice lunch and or a coffee and just walk around and shop in all the little shops that are in town. So it's very unique.
One thing that I like about Roses in Your Hair is your open Mondays, which is unique for our salon.
Yes. We figured we'd capture a lot of the people that have a need for Monday, but most shops are closed on Monday. We're closed on Tuesday, and we work on Mondays.
Which I think is great, and another piece of how you're always thinking about how you can best serve the community. So, Nancy, what made you jump from hairstylist to proprietor in 2005?
I wanted more of a challenge. So my children, again, were grown and out of the house, so I needed a little something more. So this was a great learning curve for me, and I enjoyed it. I am very close to the girls I work with, so I was at the right time of life to be able to orchestrate and give them the things they needed to do what they need. So I'm enjoying it. You know, it's a lot of work, but I enjoy it. So it's definitely well worth it at the end of the day. And I can't stress enough that, you know, having a good staff and all of us working together makes it very unique and very, you know, wanting to come to work every day.
So your salon is open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and you have early morning appointments, you have late evening appointments. I know I've been able to get a haircut at 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Which is really, really nice if, you know, you work till 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and it's the only time that you have. It's really nice that you could get fit in. And it's nice, too, I think, that you can get that early morning appointment. I know I've been in at 8 a.m. on a Saturday, which maybe isn't everyone's cup of tea, but...
Yeah, well, usually I always laugh, you know, when our clients, I call them my people. And I take very good care of my people. So try to flex with their needs, and I think that's partly... You know, why I think they feel comfortable and they keep coming back, because they know if they're in a frenzy and they need something, we'll try to do whatever we need to accommodate.
I think that's nice. And I think it's unique to a lot of other salons. Each person competes for business. So if they can't fit you in, you can't go to that salon. But at your salon, everyone works with each other. So if, I don't know, you need a color or something, but your stylist can't fit you in, they'll still do the color and someone else will apply it. But, you know, you still have that that consistency with your hair. Hair is a really personal thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because of the girls, the clients know them all. So they feel comfortable with them. So if there's a need that they can't get in, or somebody's off, or somebody just happens to be sick, you know, that we're able to accommodate, because our clients or people still need to get their hair done for their special event, so we try to make it happen for them.
And you have three chairs that are in full operation all the time.
Yes, so there are those of us that work maybe some to two, some to five, and then somebody will fill that chair and come in and work the evening shift. So we all have our lives, so it works around our lives, and it really works out very well.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about being a business owner and roses in your hair, and we're going to see if Nancy will give us some tips about beauty and products, so stay tuned.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Emergency aid flights are landing in Nepal. Relief workers plan to try and rescue victims of Saturday's deadly earthquake. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says some Green Berets happened to be in Nepal when the quake hit.
They've since ceased their training and have now been remissioned to support disaster relief.
The 7.9 quake killed more than 4,000 people, and the death toll numbers keep climbing. The U.S. is sending $10 million in aid.
For Nepal earthquake response and recovery efforts.
That was Secretary of State John Kerry. Loretta Lynch was sworn in as Attorney General this morning. In a speech, she expressed optimism that police and minority communities can repair the damage to relations.
We can restore trust and faith, both in our laws and in those of us who enforce them.
The 55-year-old Lynch was previously the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. This is USA Headline News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. that says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Freddie Gray's funeral was held today in Baltimore. The 25-year-old died after suffering an unexplained spinal injury during an arrest a few weeks ago. The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant from Empowerment Temple Church said in a eulogy that Gray was the victim of the system.
After this day, we're going to keep on marching. After this day, we're going to keep demanding justice.
Meanwhile, the University of Maryland campus in downtown Baltimore closed early today after being warned about potential violence by police. A jury in Colorado will have to decide if James Holmes will get life in prison or the death penalty. He was the shooter in the deadly movie theater massacre. Legal analyst Scott Robinson.
Statistically, the death penalty is rarely imposed in Colorado. But when it has been agreed upon by jurors, it has been in Arapahoe County.
And that's where Holmes is being tried. The defense is arguing that Holmes is mentally ill. Stocks edged up in midday trading as investors look ahead to Apple's results to be announced. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Progress, or lack of it, toward nuclear disarmament is on the table at a UN conference, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Speaking for the non-aligned countries, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif made no direct reference to his country's negotiations over its nuclear future. He opened the conference by describing growing alarm over plans by the nuclear weapon states not to eliminate them, but to modernize and upgrade them.
In this regard, we strongly call for the complete exclusion of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons from military doctrine.
Zarif also reminded delegates the treaty entitles every country to control the fuel cycle for peaceful use of nuclear power. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Supreme Court will decide whether websites and other companies that collect personal data can be sued for publishing inaccurate information, even if the mistakes don't cause any actual harm. The justices will hear an appeal from Spokio.com, an internet search engine that compiles data on people and lets subscribers view the profiles. Thomas Robbins sued Spokio for violating the Fair Credit Reporting Act after it incorrectly stated his age, education, employment, and marital status. He says the false information damaged his job prospects. The Coast Guard is continuing to search for survivors after a powerful weekend storm capsized several sailboats in a regatta near Mobile Bay in Alabama. Authorities say two bodies have been found in the water. They are searching for five people believed missing after the Saturday storm. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hi, and we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Tringle, and I have with me Nancy Izzo, who is from Roses in Your Hair in Clinton, New Jersey, on Lower Center Street.
Yes, 11 Lower Center.
Excellent. So we were just chit-chatting and trying not to wreck the studio during the break and the news, which I hope you all enjoyed. But we were talking about how Nancy gets inspiration. She is someone who likes to change things often and frequently. So we were talking about how you go to different shows and trade shows and bring in new products and ideas.
Yeah, generally, we go once a year to the New York show. I have two stylists today going to an updo class. Anything that they want to learn, I send. We have in-house color classes. We are constantly checking out and digging out new things. I belong to the American Hairdressers Association, and I receive a magazine once a month, of which they have all the up and new and all the crazy stuff that they want to introduce into our industry, new products that come out in the industry, how they judge one product against another. It's a constant upkeep of education. The industry has grown so much. I was just talking when I first started, we had color, frosting, and perms. It is very basic. Today, it's the sky's the limit. The colors are beautiful. They have organic lines. We just brought in a new Evo line that was from Australia. And, they're trying to make it as clean as possible, as beneficial and conditioning to the hair. And that's one of the big things that I'm passionate about, even though you color, is to protect the hair, condition the hair so you don't have muck. Because you can throw any kind of color and keep doing things if we don't guide and say, no, your hair can't do that, unless you just want to constantly cut your hair off. It's important and condition the hair. It's nice to have nice hair, but if it doesn't flow and doesn't look bottiful, it's not healthy. So healthy is a key factor. Again, we have the Anoa, which is an aloe conditioning color. Majorelle has their condition to it, but we have all kinds of conditioning treatments depending on everybody's an individual. If somebody comes in, we assess their hair and they may need a light conditioning. They may need a little deeper. You need something for extra body. There's so many things out there today, so many products, so many things that do different things that it's a constant learning curve.
And so above all, you and your staff try to steer your clients, what you call your clients, right, to pick products or try products and to always have healthy hair and to be happy with their selection.
Absolutely. And, there you might come in, you want something a little extra, so you may want to throw in a couple foils or something to sparkle a little bit. But everybody's very good about guiding, and that's important to be able to talk and tell us what you think you want, but what we can achieve with what you have.
And a day at Roses in Your Hair is never ordinary.
No, never, never. And it's wonderful. It's only 540 square feet. It's an old carriage house. And it kind of makes it kind of unique. None of the stations are lined up. They don't face each other. So sometimes the clients will tell a story, and it's a whole conversation, the whole shop, and we're all laughing, and we're sharing all of our stories along with getting their hair beautiful. So it's a really unique way of, they seem to be very, very happy when they leave, not only with the friendship or someone they may meet that they exchange. We exchange stories, we exchange information, we exchange recipes, we're sharing our pictures of the kids. It's really, I'm very, very lucky.
Well, that's a great segue for me to make sure you let our listeners know how you do with your social media and your website, and to give out some information about Roses in Your Hair electronically.
Okay. We have a Facebook page. We recently did a video, so there is a small video on our website right now. Also, we do have Pinterest. So a lot of girls pin different things, and they follow our Pinterest. And so, we have an email address, so you're able to email to us any concerns or wish for an appointment, and we'll get back to them. We are not computerized just quite yet, but we're so small at this point, meaning just three chairs, that it's comfortable for right now. So we're getting there.
Now, what is that email address for Roses in Your Hair, Nancy?
It's info@rosesinyourhair.com.
Very creative.
Yes.
All right, that's info@rosesinyourhair.com. And you get those emails, they go directly to you.
Yes.
You actually are the one who responds to those. And then your Facebook page, you could just Google Roses in Your Hair or Facebook, and that'll come up.
Oh, yeah, rosesinyourhair.com. That'll pop up.
Yes. Okay, great. And the video is on the website?
Yes, and all the stylists are listed on the website, and they have a little bio on each one of them.
They certainly do. I was going to ask about that because I think they have astrology signs. And I'm like, whose idea was this? But you guys are pretty creative, and you are around artists with you all day long. You yourself are an artist, and your people that are working for you are very artistic. So I guess when you're around people that do have that artistic background and creative thinking and problem solving, they do tend to do different bios than a corporate bio.
Oh, definitely, because we've had clients come in and they said, I've read every bio, and they almost pick by the bio that I really liked, kind of connected with the bio and the picture, and then they request an appointment with that stylist.
As we said at the top of the hour, hair styling and image, it is a very personal thing. So I can understand, I guess, why some people would make a selection that way.
Yes.
But another way would be through recommendations.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Or looking at the haircut of stylists, you know, to see if that may be something that resonates with you, or doing a little research on the shop. That shop has been there for decades.
Mm-hmm. Over 20 years now.
Which obviously it has some history. And I like that outside you actually have a small little area where you have the prices and the products that you have. So there are no surprises. Everything's up front, and no one's surprised when it's time to pay their bill.
Yes, and when they're walking in town, I have a little mail container by the edge of the driveway. So if you're walking in town and you're just walking by, you can, you know, take out a little menu too and just chat. We've had people come in have had a lot of bird watchers lately because our neotropical cormorant is very popular, and he sits on a branch outside. He's there again. But it's wonderful to see all the different birds that come. I didn't know a whole lot about birds, and I've learned a whole lot about birds.
And that's all on the setting.
Yes, so it's very relaxing to just look out the window and relax for whatever time that you're able to sit, because our lives are so busy. That is nice when you sit down and somebody pampers you. We serve coffee and tea and china cups, and you know, we have cookies and little nibbling things, so you can sit and relax and catch your breath and have a little fun and get your hair done and feel good and leave feeling very good about yourself, renewed.
And it is a community conversation when you go there. You do get to hear a whole lot from a whole lot of people, and it's nice to be part of a community, both as a customer or, I'm sure, as an employee or as an owner. It's nice to bring that bit of community back. And that's why businesses are so critical and instrumental in our plan to build our communities. We have to make sure that you have every opportunity, that the police department, when they know you're open late at night and you have patrons or your clients leaving or going over to the parking lot, that they're aware of your late hours. I know when there's a big event like the holiday parade in Clinton, you'll close your business down early to avoid any inconvenience to your customers and to support the town. And it's not that way everywhere, Nancy. There isn't always a Clinton Guild or a group that's supporting businesses, and we need our businesses. I think about the Clinton Bookstore. They certainly are the embodiment of a small business owner and, you know, a store that helps to build the character of a city. And I think about the farmers market that's going on Sundays that, you know, created something new out of a need and I think a desire. A lot of the business owners that have been there for decades or are connected to the town, they have a desire to want to make the town strong and to be able to bring a positive experience and people, not just for residents, but for visitors as well.
Definitely. There are a lot of visitors come all the time. They're always walking around, sometimes with the name Roses in Your Hair. They'll walk in and think it's a flower shop. But it's definitely, everybody helps one another. So that's what makes the whole town wonderful. It's because it is small, they care about one another. We care about one another being successful and growing. So that's what's so unique about it, as opposed to a big town or strip malls or things of that sort. So it's a very friendly and cozy atmosphere.
Okay, great. We're going to take a small break, and then when we come back, I think you can tell us about I hope you could tell us about an anniversary that you just had recently. You had some celebrations going on at your shop, and then we'll talk about some of the popular updos or whatever it is this year for proms and weddings, and how that can happen, and how people can feel more confident based on their image. And we'll be back here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and today is April 20, I think it's the 27th. It is. And we are live here at Hot in Hunterdon with Nancy Izzo, owner or proprietor of Roses in Your Hair, which is located on Lower Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey, with a website of www.rosesinyourhair.com. And they also have a Facebook page and Twitter. Do you have Twitter? Do you do tweets? I don't know. we're going to stick with the website, of course, and Facebook page and Pinterest, because I know for sure you have those things. And we talked a little bit about the beautiful setting for Roses in Your Hair, but you mentioned right before we went on the commercial break that a lot of people don't know what Roses in Your Hair is. They just see it as this beautiful purple, dark purple building in this really great setting with a great water setting, but maybe they don't know that it's a full hair service salon and that you deal exclusively in hair products. And you have some pretty unique credentials among your staff. I think someone has a very unique certification.
It's a Diva Curl certification. She was trained to specially cut curly hair. We have keratin certified stylists, and we have extensive and advanced color certification stylists too. Obviously, we're a hair color studio, so we are always up on all the latest hair color and the new unique different services or ways that they are creating different kind of colors and how to do it, how to take it out, how to change it. So so that keeps us busy learning.
Now, this time of year, you're getting a lot of people coming in, for prom, doing different updos, and I guess it's wedding time as well.
Yes, and generally they'll come in with pictures, and we have hair pieces on hand, and a lot of times when the hair can't create a certain style, we will create it with additional hair that you can't even tell that's in there. But it's a lot of fun to do that. The seems to be a lot of braiding is very popular this year. But you could just look at the stars. You know, a lot of times that's what a lot of people go by. They look at the stars. They look at the new hairstyles that they have. And I have a lot of the latest hairstyle books in there that they can look through. So if they want ideas or they don't quite can explain what they're looking for, that there's so many different pictures that they can pick. You know, a couple of them that I like this, but I want it to look like this. So it gives a clearer vision of what they're really wanting.
And sometimes people come in and get practice do's done, right?
Oh, for weddings especially, which we highly recommend, that it's great to come in to have the practice updo. We take pictures of it so that the day of the wedding, there is no doubt of what they wanted. And we can remember what we did because we do so many of them. But that's tons of fun. It's a lot of fun to do a wedding party. Generally, they'll come early in the morning. And being that we are so small, they have the run of the shop. So, you know, we have a little treats there for them, and they're laughing. And it's just a fun experience. We're doing their hair. They're walking all around. So being that it's so small and so cozy like that, they have all the whole run. They're running back and forth. We have makeup artists that are coming in. Who's getting their makeup done? Who's getting their hair done? I mean, who's curling who? But it's a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me of a pajama party. Yeah.
That is fun. That does sound fun. And a lot of weddings actually happen right in Clinton.
Absolutely.
They have the tents out and right by the, you know, the mill and the museum and the south branch of the Raritan there.
The waterfall, a lot of pictures are taken there all the time. And anyone who has their hair done, being prom or for a wedding, I always offer them to take pictures by the arbor or on the berm there with the water in the background. So they enjoy that a lot of times. We take pictures of the bridesmaids with the bride after they get their hair done before they're off.
Oh, that's nice. And then you keep those pictures. I think you have a lot of those hanging up from time to time, showing off the different styles and the uniqueness of, you know, getting different, you know, updos or diva curls.
A lot of times if we do something fun or really drastic or different, well, a lot of times we'll do the before and after and we'll put it on Facebook.
That's really neat. You know, my regular job, in addition to being part of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio, is working for Norwest Cap, where I'm the deputy director, and we work with people that are in poverty. And our one program, which is Career and Life Transition Center for Women, they work with women who are widowed, divorced, separated. And one part of a series of workshops that they do is on beauty consultant, image consultant. And, you know, it's just amazing sometimes how the right haircut or the right makeup or moisturizer, you know, some small little piece of product just changes your whole day and how you...
Just
how the world
attention sees
you too, which is difficult, the judgment that people have if you're overweight or you're a little unkempt or a little scattered or you know, you tried to do your hair at home or something. People do judge you on your image. You know, I wish it was less, but it's the reality of the world. So I am so thankful that I found your hair salon so many years ago, and you know, I could keep coming back, and at least there'll always be someone that I know. And you know, for people who are introverted, and you know, that can be a challenge. So mm-hmm. you know, you really do fit the needs of individuals into your business, and you've done a great job as a business owner to embrace, you know, things in the town that make the community stronger. You're not required to do that. You know, there's no manual on that, but you do it because you know it's good for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a lot of donations for your charity and many others, breast cancer, autism, and the first aid squads and the fire department. And, you know, that's a certain responsibility I think a owner has, is to give back to the community too.
But not everyone thinks that way, but you certainly do, and the people in your shop certainly do. So if anyone is wondering what that beautiful purple house that used to be a carriage house, and you taught me something new today, Nancy, thank you, is on Lower Center Street in Clinton. It is Roses in Your Hair, which is a full-service hair salon, which can do updos and colors and all kinds of things with hair that I didn't even know existed. I certainly love the Diva Curl stylist. I think that's a very unique thing to have. So if anyone's thinking about changing or trying something new, it would be a great place to visit. And Clinton's always lovely this time of year. I think the trees are in bloom.
Yes, they're in full bloom. Spring wants to come. It's just having a hard time coming.
And is it Pansy Festival?
Pansy Festival should be coming up soon, too.
Okay.
Yes, that's in May, I believe, a weekend in May. So,
okay.
If you go to the Clinton Guild site, they have a site, and it'll list all the activities that are going to be every weekend. So this way you can always go to their site, the Clinton Guild. I believe it's just www.clintonguild, and they'll pop up, and all the information is on there of every service you can click on, so you can find out about any of the shops in Clinton and also the schedule of events.
Okay, and what anniversary did you just celebrate at Roses in Your Hair?
20 years. We made 20 years just recently at the end of 2014. So we've been in operation for 20 years. My good friend Rosalie Carney, who had started Roses in Your Hair, that's where roses came from, she did the first 10, and she has retired, and now I took over, and I still chat with her all the time, and that's, again, another friend. We worked together for 27 years before she retired, and I still have a girl, one of the stylists, my friend, that we've worked 37 years together. So,
well, Nancy, congratulations for 20 years of owning and being a proprietor, you know, being tied to Roses in Your Hair for, you know, such successful years. I think the last question I'm going to ask, though, is if someone wants a Farrah Fawcett cut, can they make an appointment?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again, Nancy, and I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and join us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Thank you for having me.
Sure, and being a little part of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Internet Radio. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and then Ruth Ann will be on for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, so I hope everyone stays with us. And have a great week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. 6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Ah!
Protests in Baltimore turned violent today in the aftermath of the Freddie Gray funeral. The demonstrators are vandalizing cars and throwing rocks at police officers. Earlier today, the funeral was held for the 25-year-old who died under mysterious circumstances in police custody a few weeks ago. The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant from Empowerment Temple Church told mourners it was time to speak out for justice.
I don't know how you can be black in America and be silent.
A number of malls have been shut down and the University of Maryland closed early. The U.S. is sending aid to Nepal.
Extraordinary devastation. Young children carried away in ambulances and villages, entire villages, reduced to rubble.
That was Secretary of State John Kerry at a news conference. The 7.8 quake killed more than 4,000 people, and the death toll numbers keep climbing. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenno lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Loretta Lynch was sworn in as Attorney General this morning.
I, Loretta Elizabeth Lynch,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.